Bribery and SGA Podfic by Shaney, also read by Shaney. This is McKay Shepherd, NC-17, very mild kink, truly ridiculous schmoop. This is for Cindy Jade, who is entirely to blame for this. They were both a little high off those sweet teal berries they'd traded aspirin for on PL-3551, which they'd later had to put under lock and key after the first time the mess had served them made into little tarts, an incident that John looked back on fondly. When Rodney leaned over and licked the corner of John's mouth and said, "Hey, can I?" It took John at least 2 minutes to realize that there was an actual question there. In his defense, he was very distracted by Rodney licking him, and that Rodney was holding something in one hand. It turned out it was one of those masks you wore while sleeping to block out the light. John eyeballed it dubiously, but there was no need to ask what Rodney was going to do with it. Plus, Rodney would have just given him that look that seemed to indicate that he wasn't in this relationship for John's mind. Which didn't really bother John, since he usually retaliated by relaying everything he knew about imaginary numbers until Rodney's eyes glazed over with lust and everyone was happy. "You're not planning on, I don't know, smacking me around or anything, are you?" John didn't really think that was it, but since he had no idea what it was, he figured it didn't hurt to make sure. Rodney rolled his eyes reassuringly. "Seriously, do I look like a moron to you? If I had any plans at all to hurt you, I'd make sure you were securely tied down first." John snorted, but he didn't see the harm, and he was filled with a berry-fueled sense of ease and well-being, so he said, "Yeah, okay," and didn't try to duck away when Rodney leaned in and slid the elastic around his head and twitched the mask into place. John turned his head from side to side a couple of times and decided that this was okay. He couldn't see, though there were slim bands of light visible along the bottom edge of the mask where it rested along his cheeks. "Okay," he said. "Now what?" Then Rodney's hands went to work on his jeans, of course. John leaned back on his elbows to give Rodney room to work, and hey, come to find out, being undressed while he couldn't see what was going on was just as erotic as watching Rodney's broad, competent hands working on his clothes usually was. John couldn't see it, but he could imagine it, remember what it looked like, and each time the side of Rodney's thumb brushed innocently against his side or belly, it was like a sweet little surprise. It was bizarrely relaxing, strangely comforting, to have Rodney ease his jeans over his hips, slide a hand under one side of his ass, and press gently upward to get him to lift his hips so Rodney could ease the jeans down his legs. "You're ridiculously good-looking," Rodney told him fondly, and ran a hand down the inside of John's thigh in a fashion that was at once caressing and proprietary. John's toes curled happily. "Turn over. I want your ass." "So romantic," John snorted, but turned over anyway, because hearing Rodney say things like that always gave John a little thrill. "Yes, yes, my romantic sensibilities are integral to your continuing good opinion of me," Rodney muttered, and leaned down to bite John stingingly on one cheek. "Spread your legs, I want to try something," he directed, and then added impatiently, "Oh, come on, I know you're more limber than that." John grinned and obeyed, and Rodney stroked the backs of his thighs with both hands for several seconds and then sighed. "Wow, you look like the really good porn." He sounded dreamy and content, and John chuckled and pretended he wasn't suddenly chock-full of warm fuzzies for the crankiest man in two galaxies. He felt the bed shift a little as Rodney moved, but that in no way prepared him for the feel of Rodney's warm, wet tongue slipping along the crack of his ass. John made a noise that was somewhat undignified. "Ever been rimmed?" Rodney asked, lips moving slickly against bits of John that had certainly never been within kissing distance before. John managed, blood rushing in his ears fiercely. "No." Rodney said, and his tongue brushed lightly across John's hole once, and then circled hotly. "Jesus, McKay," he groaned, and Rodney snorted, which felt downright bizarre with where his mouth was and all. "You have some spectacularly odd quirks regarding intimacy, you know that, right?" Rodney murmured, and pushed his tongue hard against John's hole. John shuddered and felt his back dip, ass rising a little totally without his permission, as though his body came hardwired with rim job protocols in place which had taken over the second John's brain had shut down. "This," he gasped shakily, "from the man who still sometimes calls me by my rank when he's coming." "Your rank is hot," Rodney murmured, and then proceeded to shove his tongue against John's hole until, shuddering, John relaxed helplessly, and it was inside. "Oh," John panted, "oh, oh, holy jeez." Rodney laughed, tongue still firmly in place, and John squirmed helplessly at the flex of Rodney's tongue and the vibration of his lips, distantly aware that he was never going to stop hearing about saying something as uncool as holy jeez during sex, but absolutely unable to care. He didn't even notice Rodney's hand sliding under him to curl around his cock until Rodney tightened his fist and squeezed gently, and then John was squirming frantically, flat on his belly and with absolutely no leverage, but shoving his cock gamely through Rodney's fist anyway. John made a squeaky noise of dismay when Rodney pulled his tongue out of his ass. "This," Rodney said conversationally, "is simultaneously hot and hilarious." "Shut up and put your tongue back right now," John hissed, and was grateful that his burning face was at least partially hidden by the sleep mask. Rodney snorted, but did put his tongue back. John moaned, low and pleading, until Rodney got the hint and started jerking him off, hard and fast and purposeful, jabbing his tongue into John in slick, hot counterpoint until John gasped and shuddered and came all over Rodney's sheets so hard it felt like he'd sprained his left nut. Rodney licked lightly at his hole for a few seconds after, sending jolting little messages to John's twitching cock that it was far too exhausted to answer. "No signal," John muttered blarily, and heard Rodney snort. "Next time I'll wait until you're less stoned on native fruit to blow your mind," Rodney said snidely, but John could hear the smile in his voice. "It's definitely not a good idea to put this kind of strain on it when it's running at limited capacity." "Shut up," John said, and fumbled blindly behind him with one hand until his fingertips encountered something Rodney-shaped. "Come up here." The bed shifted as Rodney slid up to lay beside John, and, after a few seconds, Rodney slid one finger along the bottom edge of the sleep mask. The actual plan was to bribe you with a rim job so you'd suck my dick blindfolded, he told John, his voice soft and bizarrely gentle. His fingertip grazed John's cheekbone and then traced its way down along his jaw. Against all odds, John's dick twitched a little. "What about a nap first?" John murmured sleepily. "And then later, I'll bribe you with a blindfolded blowjob for another rim job." "That works," Rodney agreed with an audible grin.